We are back with day five of Broncos training camp. This is the Broncos TV live training camp show. I'm Matt Boyer, joined now by Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. And guys, today we saw for the first time Coach Kubiak getting his guys ready for the red zone. A lot of passes into pay dirt, Mace.
A lot of passes into pay dirt, but a lot of passes that also came up short. You know, there were times today when the no-fly zone really lived up to its reputation. There was a one period where it was 7-on-7 in the red zone, and Mark Sanchez was incomplete on all four passes, mainly because the coverage from the first team secondary was so tight. So, you know, it seemed like a day that neither Gary Kubiak on the offensive side nor Wade Phillips on the defensive side was completely satisfied with, but that's probably the best thing because it meant both sides got their share of wins.
Yeah, and in the red zone, intensity builds up, picks up a little bit, and I think it's this part of training camp where guys need a day of rest, and luckily for them, it comes tomorrow, but some injuries are piling up. We didn't see Tyson Brailo out there today. Kubiak said he had the elbow. Luckily, he said that Sam Brenner was starting to feel better, but a guy like Vance Walker, we didn't even know he was hurt until he walked out there today, so it seems like the guys will be looking forward to that day of rest. But no one was out there injured today, at least nobody that we know of, right. And that's why Gary Kubiak thought overall it was a pretty good day of practice.
Like, I look at today, I thought offensively we're practicing really good, and then we hit these lull periods, you know, quarterback put the ball on the ground. You know, Mark threw a pick in the red zone. You know, we can't do that. But I think the competition's excellent. You know, I think one of the things for sure, and you guys are watching, is number 12 is really, really stepping up. I mean, he's making some progress here. So I think they're all doing a good job. But I would say that the young kid has really just gotten better each and every day.
Some high praise there from the head coach for Paxton Lynch, the rookie, out here playing pretty well.
Yeah, what you want to see every day is progress, and you want to see him going out there and applying what he's learned. You don't want him making the same mistakes over and over again, and he's not. And not only is he applying what he's learned, the timing is really getting better from day to day, even pass to pass. One thing I see from him that he really wasn't doing a lot of just five days ago at the start of camp is really getting the ball to the receiver in perfect time. The receiver will make his breakout, and Paxton Lynch, he isn't waiting for that. He's timing his throw to arrive as the receiver gets outside following his break. So there's better timing, better synergy with the receivers. A very nice throw to Jordan Taylor to close out practice when it was threes versus threes in the red zone. Just a lot of positive for number 12.
Yeah, it looked like Mace just mentioned it. It looked like Paxton is really growing into, you know, his role. It seemed like Coach Kubiak did take some time out of his steps today to just kind of say, pull Paxton aside and say, you know what, just to kind of give him some tips and just to really fine-tune it. But it really looked like Paxton was picking things up well, especially, as Mace mentioned, with Jordan Taylor. There was a nice, as we saw it in the highlights, a nice over-the-top grab to close out practice. I thought Paxton looked great.
Yeah, but Paxton is going against that third-string defense. Mm-hmm. The other guy's going against the first and second teamers. A little bit more difficult for them. I think the big indicator will be once we finally get to Chicago in that first preseason game. Another guy, though, Coach was talking about looking forward to seeing him. Mace, your player of the day.
Yeah, Kyle Pecco, a guy that probably you don't know a lot about unless you've been following Oregon State football. So, Phil, you're probably familiar with Kyle Pecco, but most people aren't. He was an undrafted signee, and because of Oregon State's academic calendar, he didn't get to OTAs until the end of them, but he's really made up for lost time. Very impressive. You know, he's not the tallest guy on the inside, but he does a great job of getting his arms up, something Wade Phillips alluded to after practice because he did have a big pass breakup by getting his hands up today. Said, hey, if you can get your hands up, you're the tallest guy out there, and it was something that Wade said that he used to see from Jamal Williams back in the day when he was wreaking havoc at nose tackle in San Diego. So getting that kind of comparison from Wade Phillips, the Jamal Williams comparison, a big thing for Kyle Pecco, and certainly he's impressed Phillips and Kubiak.
And Matt, you had a different player of the day?
I did. I thought Lorenzo Doss looked really, really good. We've got wasps flying
got wasps
all around here.
Around.
I thought Lorenzo Doss looked really, really good, especially on that 102-yard interception return for touchdown during that final team phase. I thought he's really making the most of his opportunities. And we actually caught up with Lorenzo, who said he is taking advantage of the time that he is getting thanks to some rest from some veterans.
It was just technique. He ran an out route. I jumped it, and I just took it 100 yards.
You're going. You're playing with the best of the best. So it's like you gotta hold your weight, and that's what I try to do. Come up, make tackles, play the deep balls. I just try to do my job, and playing with these safety, these linebackers, D line. I know they're gonna give it their all, and I just have to play my technique.
And you heard Lorenzo right there. The key to his training camp is going to be consistency. He has shown great flashes when the veterans have gotten rest in these first couple of days, but he also has shown great progress with the INT. I think he's making the most of his reps. A guy like Khalif Raymond, who we talked about yesterday, I think Doss is along that same path and getting taking the most out of those reps.